buzz when I'm banging on the radio. Yeah, back it, back it. Yeah, pull up to the bumper game with the signal. Cover me, cause I'm changing how I handle on it. My life, but I'm okay. When I get to where I'm going, gonna have you saying it. When I'm banging on the radio, chain is my chest. When I'm banging on the dashboard, my chain is my chest. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands up. Tell us when you know you're with the band. Going on to pitch, I'll see for millions. Accelerating fast like a Disney spin. Looking in the rear view, swag don't swell. Leaving what's behind, kisses leaking just to kill. Shift gear, automatic, damn if I do. Who's gonna stop me when I'm coming through? What we got left is just me and you. But if I go to bed, baby, can I take you? Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up, hands up. Don't go screaming if I blow you with a band. That's why I'm bad, girls do it well. 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 My chain is my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain is my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Chain is my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain is my chest.
I'm going to go to the next one. find sugar, grease, and salt at the end.
Ah, yes, but we've all been good little boys this year, right?
I can hear them. Little last breath still side by side.
Donald will stop it. He's totally awesome, amazing, and tremendous. He'll stop it. He can do anything. It's amazing.
A lot of people would ask, how did this plane land? It's briefing and automatic pilot. He was, because that's impossible. And you should know that he's not made a plane since World War II. JFK's older brother, Joe Kennedy Jr., died under a remote control bomber.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm keeping track.
I'm out of time.
Kennedy references that Orsi gives us today. Uh-huh. But also, I think we should keep track of the conspiracies that we discuss. Some of my favorite things.
That wasn't a conspiracy.
No, I haven't started.
And a lot of what ended up, you know, there's a lot of conversations we have.
This identifies personnel. My ability to
you know, and then I think as we started talking more and more about it, it felt like it needed something else to ground it, an access point for the audience.
Well, I remember, you know, there were so many iterations of kind of what we wanted to do.
Yeah, many.
This whole thing, you know, categories, I'm trying to follow them. But I remember, you know, when I first, I was sort of, I'm kind of switching over, I thought, you know, I knew I was going to get some vague ideas, but it was something that it was really one of those I already discussed with things where
if you manage a team,
it would be so much more fun to do it with you guys. And so I remember I called you, I was like, yeah, please do the show with me. Come on, this would be awesome. And then we started talking about, well, what would we want to do? What would the show be? And
I think it's time for some intracranial penetration.
Not remotely.
You'll feel a little sting when the needle penetrates.
Not remotely.
More when the needle.
Why?
Those words. I'm sure I've heard
try
before.
Try and keep it as brief as possible.
Oh, I remember it was Christina. She was a patient.
Hold very
here?
Still.
No.
I know it.
She was a full-time patient. Been there since she was a child. She was a strange one. Whenever anything, any kind of a show was laid on, she became scared. She'd run away and hide.
Help! A little more Bonnie.
Right. And obviously, this is also taking calls.
No, no,
so I don't know why this is going. Hello, we're going to this for a second. This crazy.
shit to be done. Don't want to tell you no lie. Just want you to be around. Please come right up to my ears. You will be able to hear what I say. Don't want you out in my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Please don't be part of my life. Please keep yourself to yourself. Please don't you bother my wife. That way you won't get no help. Don't try to ride on my horse. You're rather common, of course, anyway. Don't want you out in my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Please don't you call me at home. Please don't come knocking at night. Please never ring on the phone. Your manners are never quite right. Please take the favors I grant. Curtsy and look nonchalant just for me. Don't want you part of my world. Just you be my backstreet girl. Just you be my backstreet girl.
On to position 3. Castle.
Today I've got an extra awesome game to share with you.
Rook to 5.
That's great. But have you heard of something called Hero Wars?
Knight to Rook 2. Queen to Bishop 2.
Temperature is 17 degrees.
Later.
Control, please insert passport. Beginning scan. Warning, implant detected. Scanning dyslexia prosthesis implant. Government approved. Warning, detected synaptic seepage. Neural failure within 24 hours. Seek medical attention immediately. Welcome.
Potrei essere una bugia.
tells the story of the past.
Looking for some mal in my eye. Vorrei essere armonia. Vento che gonfia la bandiera. Accarezzare le montagne. Per riportarti qui. Per respirare. Solo respirare. E dimenticare. E non pensare più. Puoi respirare. Solo respirare. E dimenticare. E non pensare più. Vorrei essere atmosfera.
Come on, come
it's fair to say that she's angry. The construct is not an evil thing. She's unaware of her own nature, or a tool created by her own source. And that purpose begins with the visual identification of her prey, so it makes sense that the opening scene focuses on her eyes. The opening score features rapid, unrelenting tremolos, which are a cleanse of the inner workings of the system. There's a dense pressure to the sound, which returns in scenes where alien nature is center stage. For example, when we discover what happens to Elizabeth or when she's chased by her own. And this pressure extends to Laura herself, crushingly emphasizing that there is no room for questions. She is a construct, not a being, and the soundtrack reminds her of this, turning antagonistic as the world progresses. If there's one song you remember from the film, it's probably this one. Its rhythmic, distorted drums and unpredictable strings are resoundingly unsettling, each gritty note expressing otherness and trepidation. The song conveys the inevitability and existence of Laura's seduction scenes. And the effect for the audience is that despite the graphic nudity, these scenes aren't sexual in nature, but instead disturbing. The hypnotic walk and detached stare invoke a primal sense of fear above the house, perhaps due to their performative falseness, echoed in how the song is constructed. It's interesting that a version of this song also plays during the graphic scenes, which takes place at the beach. Laura passively witnesses a terrifying drowning and a failed rescue. This is the first moment in the film where Laura has empathy, hear from the swimmer, but she isn't equipped to process it, and so her violent reaction seems not sensible, which is where the song begins. Laura kills the swimmer, but it's unclear why. Is she behaving in accordance with her programming, or perhaps trying to help her? Drag your body across the beach, and for that matter, why do you need it? Her jarring apathy for the abandoned baby shows how far detached she is from the human experience, and her actions communicate curiosity, or at the very least, an interest. The creeping, seductive soundtrack supports this notion, only this time it's and with time, Laura begins to experience more of the depth of human behavior. At first, it's foreign and overwhelming, like the nightmare, which is a complete sensory overload. But with time, even her stalking becomes intercut with more candid observing, for example, focusing not just on men, but women. exist on the threshold of space. Stayed airborne for 17 seconds. The X-15 is one quarter the length of the Wright brothers' first flight. The working prelude to man's eventual controlled flight into the solar system.
Highly addictive. urge you to listen to these instructions carefully and to follow them just as you are told.
Spendix. This has been Hi-Fi Living.
Then all of a sudden, failure doesn't become failure.
Hello.
22, the blunt dark shape of the X-15 tucked under the starboard wing protected him.
Friend struggles with, shall we say, subconscious desires. Subconscious desires to join our forces. But
mind is not free.
Exactly.
Please look at me. Your friend, remember, and think, and remember, I am your friend. Red is green, and green is red. The east sunrise is cold, and red is dead. Red is green, and green is red.
translated into Latin. As Latin.
To a ladder
is scholar.
Please stay visible. A little bit safer. A little bit.
There. They've been working down there where it comes. Just like ants. Crawling under us, I tell you. Just like ants.
Arkansas has an interstate. Probably didn't know that.
the only road into Arkansas up until the early 70s, and which was very frequently closed off, has now been faithfully retired and replaced by the sprawling interstate system, which the Department of Defense built, unbeknownst to the vast majority of Americans. This network was envisioned, built by the DOD of the USA, in order that troops may be hauled all the quicker from coast to coast. In response to the impending invasion by our myriad enemies. But all that's neither here nor there. Big Morrow, yeah!
Hey, you.
What I say, Big Morrow, yeah. You didn't have to tell me. I mean, Big Morrow was my idol. From that portentous moment when he raised that little boy to receive the blessed decapitation. And the glorious, yes, the glorious faded duty, and that neo-faded glory, causing him to be rendered headless for the salvation of unity. Oh, no more ignoble fate can I imagine. He followed a little boy, a little, what was it, a Thai immigrant, Cambodian immigrant. He gave his head so that we may live, yea, verily, and thus he encompassed and envisioned and visualized that mighty time of thee. Oh,
hey, Doug. Well, here's the promised tape. I'll tell you, how's this for cheapness on this tape? Old Doug Smith hadn't got a thing on me. He uses short, cheap tapes. I reuse it. Come on, let's warm up. Little British sports cars just don't warm up. Fuck. They're fun to drive, but they're bitch to work on. Expensive parts. I'm pulling up next to the fire department right now. Talk to us. But anyway, I'm on my way to Skaggs Albertsons, which is a fucked up chain store for pinks, to buy some cheap tape in order to do you a real thing on, as opposed to this short message. Janer hasn't gotten over here yet. He's late as usual, and I'm going to have to back up to trip the light change. Ah.